I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you think about the system of democracy, the system of democracy is never all the way pure. There's always some attempt to dissuade you from voting, some voter suppression tactic. There's always some level of manipulation in the system. And for those who say to me, well, I don't vote because A, B, and C, whatever the reason is, I remind people that if voting was not important, why would they work so hard to keep you from doing it? I mean, they put in overtime to keep you from actually participating. They come up with all types of schemes in order to limit your ability to make an impact at the ballot. If it wasn't important, why would they waste their time trying to come up with methodologies and schemes and programs to limit your vote? Well, they do that because they do realize the vote is actually powerful. It is important. We have an elected chief magistrate judge in Fulton County, Judge Cassandra Kirk. Judge Kirk appoints 30 other judges in Fulton County. Judge Kirk is also the court administrator in Fulton County. She is elected by you, the voter in Fulton County. I have with me on the show today Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk. Chief Judge, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Ritchie. Good morning. Good morning to your audience.
You know, we're glad to have you here. You've been in the news. You've been on this show for very positive reasons, making a true example to others as to what leadership looks like in this county, in this state, in this country. Can you talk to us about some of the policies or some of the leadership policies you've taken while being chief magistrate judge and how that policy has impacted and benefited the lives of others?
Absolutely. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I can tell you that thanks to being appointed, I was able to assess and begin to make changes into what the Magistrate Court of Fulton County looked like. And thanks to people like your audience members giving me the opportunity to win my election, I was actually able to continue the progress that we had been making in the Magistrate Court of Fulton County. We were able to change the way cases are heard and by whom they're heard. And so what does that mean? In two terms, we have been able to reduce the number of people on calendars and stagger them for times that actually respect the people that are coming before us. So instead of the landlord-tenant calendar running just on 2 days and everybody coming in at 1 o'clock and staying until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, we changed that calendar to run as needed, either 4 days a week, 5 days a week, or 3 days a week, with cases starting at 9 o'clock. So now, instead, or in an ideal world when school was in session, parents would not have to worry about where their kids were because their kids would be in school. They wouldn't have to worry about paying a babysitter late because they were in court. So that was one of the things that we did. We also increased mediation options and increased our technology. Technology allows people to e-file. You can now e-file from home in most of our civil cases. We have a chat bot. We have increased the way our video, our website interacts with people. Those are options that empower our community. And as you know, it is our job, it is our vision to inform, empower, and to inspire our community. And so We have been working with Judge Porter and Solicitor General Gamage. We have revised our misdemeanor mental health court where we just had our 8th graduation. That is something of which we are incredibly proud of. And we have an 85% graduation rate. That is incredible. Graduation rates in mental health courts or in accountability courts around the nation are about 40-50%. So we have been able to assemble a team that really is able to work together and make sure that those people that want to participate really have an opportunity to win at this. In our landlord,
Judge Kirk,
we have had
Before you go to that, let me ask you about mental health court, because I think some people may gloss over that. Mental health court is a court designed for individuals who have a demonstrated mental illness, and under a normal circumstance, without a mental health court, they would simply be treated like criminals and be processed and prosecuted like criminals, when in fact they needed this special attention, this specialized court, in order to deal with the underlying issue that may have led to the criminal act. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And the worst part about it is maybe they would have taken a plea, or maybe they would have done something that would have been in their best interest to get them out quicker, but they would have simply returned faster. And so it is making sure that we don't have high utilizers like that, is people that continue to come back just because they have not figured out a way not to. And it's horrible to think that the way our criminal justice system was set up, it's just that these people should only be criminalized. So it is a great opportunity. We are happy that the county has funded it, and we will continue to add even innovations there. We have an app, and I'm sorry, I know you didn't ask me this, but we have even added an app there to provide additional collateral supports for our participants. So we are always looking at technology. I do want to, if I could keep going on the list of wonderful things that we've been able to do as a result of the community, for our landlord-tenant partners, our landlord-tenant calendars now in this age of COVID, we started back on June 22nd, or we attempted to start back with a mediation option, and we were able to add 3 community partners who were able to come in and provide rental assistance. And so that was Star C Programs, that was Hosea Helps, and also now we have added the Urban League. So now we have 3 community partners that have come to the table, recognize that Fulton County files at least 45,000 landlord-tenant cases, and there are people that are willing to assist these people that are on our calendars. We have increased the accessibility for the courts. Part of that is creating videos, making pamphlets. We want to make sure that people have access. Again, it is my desire that people be empowered when they come to court. Court should not be a surprise. It is the most life-changing thing that you will do. And if you're not prepared for that, the system will overrun you. So one of the reasons, or one of the ways that we have stopped that, is just to make information available. We will continue to do that. We have also collaborated with the Housing Court Assistance Center, which provides navigation services for those tenants on our calendar. I also want to highlight our community work, our legal clinics with Hosea Helps, our judges forums. We have done judges forums for gang statutes, for due process and self-represented litigants. Everything that I have been able to do is a result of obviously being supported by the community, but just knowing what it is that I believe is necessary for a court to run smoothly. And in, again, to inform, engage, and empower our community, that is what I aim to do every single day. And this is a, you know, it's a change from what courts do. People aren't used to us talking in this language. Courts are used, people are used to us talking about efficiency. Well, we can be efficient, and we can be fair, and we can make sure people's cases are heard in a manner that truly respects them and respects the offices that have been given to us.
Very well said. And I want to remind people that blessings work in politics as well. When you support someone who blesses other people, well, that blessing comes back to you. It works in politics too. Because of your support of people like Judge Kirk and others who get in and create policy that actually benefits the community, because of your support of them and them blessing others, you are part of that ecosystem of blessing yourself. And so I wanted everyone to get a clear picture of how one person can make a difference when they are supported by the community. Chief Judge Kirk, we appreciate all you do. Thank you.
I appreciate you and having the opportunity to speak. Y'all have a great day. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ritchie.
Very welcome. Thank you, Judge Kirk, for all of your service. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.